Thanks for your Hooters love and support during these difficult times. We'll always be here to offer a welcome escape from this crazy world with our amazing Hooters girls and fun-loving atmosphere. We know it can be tough to get out with friends and family these days, but don't worry, we've got you covered. It's fall, the game's on, and there's nothing better than Hooters to go to pull it all together for a great time. Hooters, our place or yours, we'll make it fun. Visit originalhooters.com.
This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are season 5 of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank Hooters, and specifically the original Hooters brand with 11 locations in the greater Tampa Bay area, for being presenting sponsor for seasons 2, 3, 4, and yes, even this odd season 5. Hooters did not host draft parties this year, and that's why we ended up with just the one league at Bill Curry Ford, thanks to Sean Sullivan, a podcast league owner and the general manager of Bill Curry Ford. Hopefully in 2021, Hooters will not only be back as presenting sponsor of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, but they will allow me to fill the restaurant once again, and the leagues that I host next year are actually the subject of this fantasy football podcast on Thanksgiving week. Thank you, Hooters, for continuing to support the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we look forward to coming to the restaurant for our draft party and watch parties in 2021. Thank you, Sean Sullivan, Bill Curry Ford. 2 weeks left in the regular season in the Todd Wright Tour 2020 Fantasy Podcast League. Sean Sullivan of Bill Curry Ford, who surprised me and all owners the night of the draft on the showroom floor, saying he would cut a Bill Curry Ford check for $1,000, and there's no catch. It wasn't $1,000 off the purchase of a new or pre-owned vehicle. It wasn't $1,000 off servicing. It's a Bill Curry Ford check for $1,000. And he was defending that as a player in the league. Well, with 2 weeks to go, Sean is on the outside looking in at the playoffs, so he may not get a chance in the postseason to defend his own money. He traded away Tyreek Hill last week, and I don't know why he did that. So, Sean, I love you, but you're learning a lot about fantasy football these last two seasons. He went way too heavy with rookies in his draft this year, and obviously selecting Christian McCaffrey has not worked out for him with that first overall pick. But a lot of you can empathize with that as well, and now going through a week-to-week thing once you got McCaffrey back. But thank you, Sean, for saving one of the podcast leagues, giving us a wonderful place to host our draft this year, and offering up the $1,000. Four podcast league players have already qualified for the 8-team playoffs to win the championship and the $1,000 from Bill Curry Ford. Let me see if I can remember them all. It's Kevin, it's Bengal Ralph, it's Rob, and Bill. Rob and Bill are both former podcast league champions. Kevin does a Rays podcast, and Bengal Ralph is a Todd Wright Tour Hall of Famer. We have a good group of people in this league. So again, I'm going to talk about next year's league because I have an idea, based on some things that have happened in the last month or so. And I'm going to talk about that here once I get through some housekeeping items. I don't know if with the odd holiday schedule, well, everything in 2020 is odd. With the three games on Thursday, I assume this will post by Wednesday night or Thursday morning. I'm not going to go game by game on Thursday for a couple reasons, and I'll tell you that. So this may be the only fantasy football podcast for this particular weekend. Then next week, last week of the season, then we'll really ramp it up for week 14, first week of the playoffs. Try to do maybe one a day. My email is toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. What do I want to use as the keyword that's something connected to Thanksgiving? That would be unique. I'm clicking my pen. Can you hear that? Well, I try to think of the week 12 keyword. Week 12 keyword, Thanksgiving. I was asked last night, as I got food at Fresh Kitchen, which is a very popular member of the Chichio restaurant group in Tampa Bay. And I give the employee credit. He's just trying to have some fun with the customers. I had heard him ask a customer in line in front of me, a woman who just wouldn't shut up. So I was ready when he asked me, your favorite Thanksgiving side dish? And I just said one word, bourbon. And he just smiled and said, excellent choice. And he went back to putting proteins and bases in my bowl at Fresh Kitchen. Now, I'm not going to use bourbon as the keyword. I'm tempted to use casserole, but I'm wondering how many of you can spell it. It's not the easiest word. Green bean isn't one word. So what do we do? Stuffing or dressing is sort of cliche. All right, I got it. It reminds me of when David Letterman, back in the early 90s, for a couple weeks there, did a stupid secret word, and one of them was this word, and it always had a double meaning. So let's use it in the spirit of David Letterman, and I just enjoyed one of his more recent Netflix interviews that he did. Who did he talk to? Oh, he talked to Robert Downey Jr. In an interview series that was taped before COVID. Okay, so the week 12 keyword for you to include in the subject line or in the base of your email to let me know you are an active podcast listener, and I will respond to your email. Get me your emails before you go to bed Saturday night. Now, you can, again, don't wait until Saturday night. You can send me emails anytime during the week, just not on Sunday, because I don't have time to get back to you with my own leagues, running golf tournaments, playing golf, various projects as a homeowner. Sunday's just a bad day, but Monday through Saturday is fine. The week 12 keyword is pie. That simple. And if you're a mathematician and you just want to spell it without the E, I'll go with that too. But the week 12 keyword to get a second opinion from me via email on anything you need fantasy-wise this week at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com is pie. Social media, I'm at ToddWright2020 on Instagram and on Twitter. And if you'd like to be my Facebook friend, that's fine. I'm Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. I will never ask you to like an additional page. Please return the favor or we're going to have a hard time being friends. First, as right as I was on Taysom Hill over Jameis Winston, I was wrong on Deshaun Watson trending in the wrong direction for a franchise that's truly in transition and a lot of guys asking questions about what's really going on within the Houston Texans organization, because Deshaun Watson was fantastic last week. I own him in the podcast league. I own him and Aaron Rodgers. And I played him. This was one of those where I looked at Rodgers' matchup against the Colts defense and said, well, I have Deshaun Watson, so I will play Watson despite him coming off a bad game. Some said it was the wind. I wasn't so sure. He had no running back to speak of. Duke Johnson is just someone you just can't waste your time with anymore in fantasy football. David Johnson likely back, I guess, in a week or two off the IR from what apparently was a pretty bad concussion. So Deshaun Watson was excellent. And if via Gil Alexander's show on VEASAN or here, my second opinion caused you to bench Deshaun Watson, I apologize. I don't get everything right. Deshaun Watson, we all know, is a talented player. The culture right now of the Houston Texans is not good. Now we hear Watson will have input on the new head coach. That puts him in an awkward spot with Romeo Crennel. Granted, Crennel was the defensive coordinator, so Watson really had nothing to do with him unless they had a personal connection until Bill O'Brien was fired. But it's just an odd situation with a particular employee working for the ownership group there in Houston. I think after the owner passed away, it was put – no, that was the Titans. the Titans with some of the new ownership things. I'm sorry, I'm rambling. But yeah, Deshaun Watson was terrific last week. And I thought the previous week was an arrow pointing down, and it was not. So accept my apology. I'm not right 100% of the time. Also, on an interesting quarterback note, and I was waiting for this the last couple weeks, certainly could not predict, and I'm one of those who, this is the second time this year, we're just shaking our head about an injury to a good human being that, whether you're a fan of the teams or not, you don't want to see this happen to him. First it was Dak Prescott, now it's Joe Burrow. This week in the NFL, 12.5% of the starting quarterbacks played at NC State. And it's just odd because you don't really think of NC State not only producing NFL quarterbacks, but you don't really think of them when mentioning the first 20 or 25 schools that come off the tip of your tongue as it relates to college football, unless you live in North Carolina. And then they don't even run first and maybe not second. Certainly not in the Carolinas, because Clemson's in the Carolinas. But they have four. Russell Wilson will start this week for the Seahawks. Phillip Rivers will start this week for the Colts. Ryan Finley in place of Joe Burrow for Cincinnati. And Mike Glennon, as Jacksonville just kind of goes down the depth chart, evaluating if they have anything at the position for next year. Mike Glennon will get the start this week for the Jaguars. So four of 32 NFL teams will have quarterbacks who played at NC State. And as I told my my golf buddy and from Stadium, Brett McMurphy, that is four more this week than higher profile programs like Texas, Florida State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, Penn State, UCLA, and if Darnold sits again, USC. It may even become a prop bet in some form on those four quarterbacks and their teams at the Westgate this week, based on an email I sent to Jay Cornegay at the Westgate this morning. Okay, on to the fantasy. So I've told you, any questions you have, email me, toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. The keyword for week 12 for Thanksgiving is pie. Next year, and I am optimistic, next year I can host everyone at Hooters again. I can bring back three leagues. We were up to three leagues in 2019. We had one podcast league in 2017, one podcast league in 2018, one in 2017, two in 2018, three in 2019. We had to go down to one last year, and if it wasn't for Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford, I might not have pulled that off either. So my plan is to go back to three minimum next year in 2021 at Hooters. The Moneyball League will return, which is the league where I pick first overall and don't pick again. It's an eight-team league. It allows me to work with my other leagues, and then I take the draft board, I put in all the data, and I build my team from the remaining free agents leading up to opening day of the season. I take the cast-offs. It's like an expansion draft for me. It was fun to do in 2019. I'm going to do it again in 2021. I believe it was Will, who is in the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy League this year. We invited him in because he won the Moneyball League last year. So he's a former league champion. So the Moneyball League will return. Obviously, the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy League will return as well. And I'm actually happy to continue that league at Bill Curry Ford if Sean continues to offer the $1,000. I don't want to make it conditional, Sean, but that was very nice of you, and we'd love to keep that going. But a league I plan to do next year is because of some things that have happened over the last couple of months. Just follow me on this. In the NFL, when a player at the quarterback position or the running back position or wide receiver, or dare I use my two evil words, tight end, goes down, what does that team do? They don't play shorthanded, do they? They put in a backup, right? When Joe Burrow went down, they put in Finley. When Dak Prescott went down, they put in Dalton. When David Johnson was concussed, they put in Duke Johnson. And you can insert your own analogy, right? It's simple. That's the way football is played. It's unfortunate that people get hurt. In some form, I will run a podcast league next year that employs the use of backup players. Hear me out. So I own Dak Prescott, and in week five this year, the worst happened for him. At that point, as a fantasy owner, you have no move to make. He's locked in your lineup. You make no more points the rest of the game. You are powerless. Same thing with David Johnson getting concussed a few weeks ago, who's one of my running backs in the Foundation League. Those teams have backups. They put them in the game, and they keep trying to win. As all of you know who've been listening to the podcast for the last 5 years, I want to play a level of fantasy football that is as close to what we see on the field of play as possible. This is why I have eliminated mandatory tight ends. This is why I have lowered kicker scoring. The max points for a kicker field goal is 3. This is why I have adjusted some other things from standard scoring. This is why PPR does not exist in my universe. Because in the NFL, you don't get a point for catching a ball. It's what you do with it after you catch it that helps your team. Not that you caught it. What did you do with it? So next year, we will have a podcast league that will work something like this. Your roster will determine your score for the week. So let me run it down. I may or may not shorten the bench. Normally, I go with 7 starters, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, flex, and kicker. And then we go 6 bench spots. To avoid stashing, I may go down to 5 bench spots. So you'd have a 12-man roster. This would also allow you to have a backup at each position plus 1. So you have your 7 starters, then you can have a backup quarterback, a backup running back, backup wide receiver, backup kicker, and then one more, which would probably be another running back or another wide receiver, right, or wide receiver, tight end, flex. This way, your final score will be determined by which players do the best. Because I'm not going to put a caveat on it that a player has to be hurt for you to get his backup. That's going to be too difficult to commission to monitor. But it takes care of that. So in the case of when in week 5, I lost Dak Prescott. And I think it was early second half when he went down, right? Provided that I rostered a backup quarterback, now essentially my backup quarterback is in the game. However, you would get the better point production from your 2 quarterbacks. You see what I'm saying? You can turn in a starting lineup. That's fine. But the points you get for that position will be determined by who scored the most. Even if the player doesn't get hurt, even if the player doesn't get benched. Another example. So let's take my situation in the podcast league. I have Watson and Rodgers, and at times this year I've made the right decision on who to start, and at times this year I've made the wrong decision. In this league I'm going to run next year, I won't need to make the decision. I can put a guy as list him as the starter. But if by the time both quarterbacks' games end, if my backup scored more, his points are the ones that count. Now, I will monitor this, and as a commissioner, you can tweak lineups after games are played. I will monitor this for all my owners. It forces you to have a strong roster top to bottom. It takes out unfortunate injuries where you can't put in a backup or a benching. It also doesn't penalize you for having a strong roster and having strong backups. You're saying, well, that takes the fun out of it. I don't think it does. I'll run that risk for 1 year with one league. And you know what? If you want to go it without a backup kicker and roster an extra running back or a wide receiver, you go ahead. If your kicker pulls a muscle on a field goal attempt 5 minutes in, you got nobody else. Same with a quarterback. I don't know anyone who plays like this. But I want all players to count. But I'm only going to count the ones, by position of course, who score the best. I think it will keep the emphasis. It means your draft means more. It means waivers means more. And I'll do the work as the weekend goes on and click and move players around, as you can do as a commissioner in the starting lineups, to give everybody who scored the best. But I'm willing to give it a try. So you guys think about it, especially those of you living in the greater Tampa Bay area, because next year I will need some new players and some returning who went on hiatus this year because we only had the one podcast league. Basically, everybody in your lineup each week is playing. You're rooting them all on. You have no decisions to make on starters. Of course, you set a starting lineup. But if one of your starting running backs gets five, and a guy you didn't put in the starting lineup who's on your bench gets 19, you're going to get the player who got 19. Probably a breakdown of seven starters, five backups. I'm thinking a 12-team league for that, to allow for some opportunity to get players on waivers, because we all know how difficult it has been to get running backs on waivers this year. It's been a bad, bad year for RB2s and potential running back flexes. So that's my idea. It's not going away. And if you're in the greater Tampa Bay area and you already like it, email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com, keyword pie. Tell me you like it. Tell me you want to play next year in a league like that. And trust me, I will get back to you, as I do everyone who emails me, as long as you have the keyword to let me know you're an active podcast listener. Yes, I think about a lot of things while I'm sitting on the golf course waiting to hit my next shot. this was one of them. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Also, a big thank you to Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford for their support of the Todd Wright Tour Fantasy 2020 League. Thank you very much, Sean. Good luck these last 2 weeks trying to make the playoffs to defend the $1,000 bounty you put on the league champion. Enjoy your Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you soon.